Lord, I know you always hear me when I pray, so I'm asking earnestly this morning that we be able to receive everything you have for us, our understanding of what we already have. I just thank you. I thank you so much. I thank you that you'll touch us in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I ask the Lord for, there's two things. One, I like pin drop church. Pin drop church is so quiet where you can hear a pin drop. Yeah, I'm cool with that church. Sometimes you holler so much you can't hear what I'm saying. I ain't saying you can't say amen. But I'm okay with pin drop because that means you're thinking. That means you're considering your ways. We always have to consider our ways. We never have a full and complete revelation. Remember that word I'm saying, full and complete. We never really get there. We're always getting there, even though we already have it. We're already still getting there. God is dimensional. God can grow you and you be grown at the same time. I'm going to say it again. God can grow you and you be grown at the same time. See, God doesn't work by your dimensions. The Father doesn't work by how you think things go. He's already made up his mind how he sees it, how it goes, how it flows. And it's your job to change your mind. Yes. My job to change my mind. Perspective is everything. How you see things means everything to how you receive things. What is already is. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. So that ain't a problem. How you see what is makes a change for you. See, the Father already is. He does not need to change. The scripture even tells us Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So he's not changing anything. The only person that needs to change is me. Say, I need to change.
I need to change.
Come on, say it a little louder like you really mean it. Say, I need to change. Hold on. Let me say this. Say,
I'm not
going to
act
like I already know.
I need to change.
So your perspective, your viewpoint. How you see things. One of the most powerful statements Jesus ever made, and it's a simple thing, and we skip it sometimes. He would heal somebody, and they say, Lord, Lord, he said, no, be it unto you according to your faith. He said, your faith has made you whole. I don't know if we, tradition bothers me. Because we become so traditional, and we read scripture so traditional, that we miss the power that's sitting right there in our face. And we're asking God to send more glory when you got the glory. Show me something new. What you are new right now. Give me something else. What did you do with what you have? And it's sitting right there. But tradition and getting used to something. Right? I'm going to make the statement because I said I was going to make it and I wasn't going to make it, then I'm going to make it and I wasn't going to make it. You know, you're playing your head. But I don't want y'all to see me as I don't need you to support me this morning as Apostle Son. All right, cool. Y'all can take it like you want. God bless you. I love you. And I know you love me too. We don't need that this morning. I need you to hear me. I need you to, he who has ears to hear, let them hear.
Yes,
I need you to hear with the intent to do, to hearken. Yes. And I need us to listen with the true intention of change.
Yes, sir.
We did not come all this way to not change.
Yes,
we did not come this week and prepare so hard to not change. Jesus makes a statement. I'm going to read it in a minute. He said, how long? He would say this over and over again. How long I'm going to be with y'all? How long am I going to say these same things? What do you mean you can't see the Father? I told you when you see me, you see the Father. And so my viewpoint, my intention has everything to do with what happens to me, how I function. Truth is, you already got it. Say, I already got it.
I already got it.
Let that sink in for a second. Come on, say it again. Say, I already got it.
Already got it.
Come on, one more time. Say, I already got it.
Already got it.
But do you know you got it? Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Do you know?
Yeah.
For a quick second. Jesus had a way of, I say, Lord, give me that same thing. He had a way of saying things that really cut home and made you think. And a way of saying things that really challenged your normal way of thought. I don't know, I'm an advocate for extensive study and intense study of the Gospels. I'm just an advocate for that. I love the entire Bible, but I know that Jesus brings the life to everything else that's written. Can you understand me for a minute? And so I don't know, you know, tradition, once again, because we're used to Jesus and we're used to him in a certain way and we're used to him in a certain traditional way, sometimes we don't see how against the grain he was. He did not believe in normal society. He didn't believe in the normal way that people said things had to go all the time. I mean, you can even see how he healed people, spitting in the dirt and putting in somebody's eyes. Tell me where. I don't even know if we'd have received that. You're going to spit in the dirt and put it in your eyes. That's nasty. Like touch you on your tongue. You ain't about that life. Give us the glory, Lord. You ain't about that life. You ain't about that spit life. You ain't about that. Do what you want with me, Lord, but don't spit on me. Your perspective, your viewpoint is everything. Real quick, go to Matthew chapter 13, and I just want to read this to prelude what I'm about to say. Matthew chapter 13. Is that the one I want? No, Matthew 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14, and I'll just read for a minute. It says, when there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, sore vexed, and oftentimes he's fallen into the fire and often the water. Okay. Verse 16, and I brought him to your disciples, your disciples, ones that have been walking with you. I've been serving the Lord for how many years? That's us. Come on. Amen. That's us. I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Now, these are not people that heard about Jesus. These are not people that read about Jesus. These are people that are walking with Jesus. And they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be, and I read it different this morning, how long shall I be with you? Not be with you, but how long shall I be, like everything that I am, how long shall I be everything that I am with you? And how long shall I suffer you, then bring him here to me? And I don't even have to read the next part because you know what happened, right? The boy got healed. It was automatic. There was no question. Jesus didn't have an insecurity problem. He wasn't if in the name of Jesus, come on, and believing for some more power to come because he knew he was the power. But thou faithless and perverse generation. Perverted, we think. He wasn't talking to the world, as we call it. The heathen or the sinner. He wasn't calling them a perverse generation. A faithless and perverse generation. And you know, perverted, you think, oh, perverted, nasty. No, perverted just means a misinterpreted viewpoint. It's misconstrued. It's not that you don't see nothing, but you don't see it right. It's not that nothing is there, but you have a perverted view of it. Now, we don't know why your view is perverted. We don't know if somebody taught you something, or you weren't taught something, or something didn't come to pass. But whatever it is, you have a perverted view about what you have already. Thou faithless and perverse generation. Now, this is not what I'm getting to, but I gotta go here because we're talking about viewpoint. Everybody say viewpoint. So now, and it says, I'll read again. He rebuked the devil and departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. That very hour. Didn't wait for no days. Didn't have to keep confessing it. and affirmations that hour. Everybody say that hour. So here they come. Verse 19. Then came them same disciples. They pulled Jesus apart. You see, they came apart. They won't say it in front of nobody because they were ashamed. Hey, Jesus. Let me holler at you over here right quick, Jesus. Why we couldn't cast him out? And that's smart to ask that question, but you wasn't paying attention either. He's saying your viewpoint is misconstrued. He'd already told you that you're just not seeing things right. Why we couldn't pay? They thought it was something else. They thought Jesus had something else they didn't have. Maybe I need to go sit down. They thought Jesus had something that they didn't have. They thought he had something in his pocket. You got some dust in your pocket, or you got a special something in your that you're not telling us about. Truth be told, Jesus never held back the secrets. He was sharing them. But he who has ears to hear. Pull them apart. Why we couldn't cast him out? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. Watch this. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Do y'all see this? If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing. How much?
Nothing.
Say it again. Say nothing shall be impossible unto you. I don't know if you ever seen a mustard seed. I Googled it and looked it up. It's a real insignificant looking seed. You look at a mustard seed, a lot of times they sell it in packs, like it's a bunch of them. But if you look at one by itself, ain't nothing going to happen right here. We can put this in the ground, but ain't nothing about to pop off. This is entirely too small. But then Jesus said, you got faith that size. Nothing will be impossible to you. Y'all ain't hearing me. You have faith of that size. Luke 17. Go, real quick. Luke 17. Everybody say viewpoint. Luke 17. Talk about this mustard seed again. Chapter 17, verse 1, it says, it is impossible that offenses will come, but warn him whom they will come. It's better for the millstone to be hanging around his neck than he casts the seed that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass thee, rebuke him, and you repent, forgive them. If you trespass against thee seven times against seven a day, I repent, for thou shalt forgive him. So he's saying, forgive him, man. If somebody do you wrong, forgive him. And all of a sudden, the apostle said, verse 5, the apostle said in the Lord, increase our faith. In other words, we're going to need some faith to do all that forgiving you talking about. Like, what? How are we going to do this? What? If he trespassed against you seven times in a day. In a day. Slapped you seven times. And turned around and said, I'm sorry. You got to say, okay. I'm okay with it. So, Lord, increase our faith. But I noticed that Jesus didn't, in the name of Jesus, your faith is increased. Receive. No. He didn't. I noticed he said, watch this. He didn't increase their faith because there was no faith to be increased. See, what you don't need an increase. Somebody say amen, please. Listen, you don't need an increase. The only thing needs to increase is your viewpoint. Lord, increase our faith. The next scripture. Go to the next scripture. He started talking about this mustard seed again. And the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey who?
You.
Who is going to obey?
You.
You, if you got the faith as a grain of mustard seed, but see, we've been looking at the mustard seed and been discounting it.
Yeah. Wow.
We've been perceiving it wrong. We've had the wrong viewpoint concerning this. But if you just have faith as the size of a mustard seed, you can talk to a mountain and a tree, and all of them gotta listen to you. You know, I want to say it so that it'll stick with you, and I'm gonna keep saying the same thing over again so that it'll stick with you. An increase is not what you need.
Yeah.
Thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this.
Yeah. Come on, doctor.
You're asking for something that you already have. Sometimes I even ask, well, how much more do you want?
Right.
Holy Ghost, Jesus died, got up, blood of Jesus. You tell me what else you need. Tell me what else you need. We're going to go get it. What else you need? Come on, blood of Jesus. Blood of, Jesus said, he got on the cross and said, it is finished. What else we need?
Yes, sir.
A lack mentality and I don't have enough mentality comes from them other people. It comes from other mindsets that don't know Jesus like that. This is what I'm trying to tell you. And Romans talking about be not conformed to this world. Huh? Now there's more conformity than we're willing to admit to. Can I get an amen in the house of the Lord? And I'll just be honest. There's more conformity than we're willing to admit to. When we admit to it, then we'll remit it. Right? I'm not conformed to the way society thinks about things.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. That's
right. Society says it's a process. I say it's now. Society say work one time and then you can get it. I say I have it now. Say I have it now. Come on, say I have it now. Come on, say it again. Say I have it now. I ask the Lord for a sneaky anointing. I want a sneaky glory. I want one of them glories that hit you and you see like, whoa, what was that right there? Whoa, and it's gonna come through your viewpoint changing. Because see, the glory, you are the glory. Say, I am the glory. Yeah, we get nervous. Say, I am the glory. Say, I am God's glory. It'll hit you there. The viewpoint, see that you got connection, and you got plugged in, and then there's alignment. Let me say this about you and about us and about all of us here, that we're not far. Sometimes you just got to line that thing up a little bit. You got to push it over. And sooner than that, that's when the flow hit. You get it? And the flow ain't coming to you, it's coming through you. It's coming from you. I gotta explain these things because we've read these scriptures, but we overlook them. Those scriptures. The Bible is, oh my God, tradition, the deception has come through tradition. It's come through us becoming familiar with something. Hey, well, I know that scripture. I know. Do y'all realize in the beginning God said he made man from the dust of the earth? He formed him up. So he does take care of your body right there. He formed you up. Then he breathed into you.
Yeah.
We're not talking about mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. No, no. No, this is the beginning.
Yeah.
All right. He breathed into man. You. Say me. Say he breathed into me. Come on, say he breathed into me. And man became a living soul, took care of your whole being. I think if we revisit that sometimes and realize what we're really breathing in and out, it'll change your life. Come on, breathe in. Breathe out, yeah, God, that's the Father. Breathe in, breathe out. See, we're looking for something else, but it's right there. See, we're looking for something else, but breathe in, breathe in. Right there. You're taking the air for granted. Yeah. Calm down, brother. You may be seated. He did not increase their faith because he knew there was not a need for increased faith.
Right.
He knew that you already had it, but you just didn't know. If you really go read the Gospels and study Jesus, Jesus was always enabling you to be the Son. He was always saying something to, man, Jesus started saying stuff like, you got to eat my body and drink my blood. What? He's trying to challenge you from your normal way of thinking. Because you got a normal way of thinking, don't you? Yeah. And a lot of times, we can go right back. We're not going to do that this morning. We're not going to do this after this week. We're not going back to the normal way of thinking. And if I got to be weird, then I'll just be weird. Like if I got to be different, then I'll just be different. If somebody got to look at me crazy, come on, just look, bring them on. I cannot afford, listen, you, and I know you may not think so right now, but you cannot afford to be normal. You being normal is destruction for somebody else. Heard somebody say on the other side of your obedience is somebody that needs something. Yeah. On the other side of you being who you're supposed to be is somebody that needs to know who they are. Yeah. I wrote this down in my my notes the other day because I heard it while Paul was speaking, and he said your obedience to God is just as important as the instruction coming from God. Yeah. Ain't no separation between instruction and obedience. The only time there's a separation between the instruction and the obedience is you. Yeah. It's my soul, my thoughts, my questions, my fears, my worries, my doubt, my unbelief. Come on, say mine. Yeah. I mean, if we could have done it, you can ask apostles, you can ask my brother, pastors and ministers, y'all know if we could have done it for you, we'd have done it. Like, I want to increase your faith. If you come back to me, hey, Brother Montreal, come increase my faith. I want to. I want to increase your faith because I know what the increase of faith would do for you, but I can't do it. Right. Not like that. You got to increase your faith. You got to increase your viewpoint of who you are. Listen, we got to take it into our own hands. Are y'all listening to me? My viewpoint. Say my viewpoint.
My viewpoint.
Come on, say my vision.
My viewpoint.
Come on, say the way that I see me.
The way that I see me.
John chapter 1. Before I go to this next part, because I just want to make sure that we understand that we're on the same page. I'm teaching this morning, so I want to make sure that we're on the same page. And that we know what we're talking about, so we know when we get to the next place that we're clear about it. All right, because I can't teach you your multiplication and your division without you learning addition and subtraction. Right, we learned that first, right? Right, okay. So we're not skipping those steps, all right? So are we clear, and don't lie to me up here, because I told you I don't need your support. So are we clear that we need to change our viewpoint? I can hear everybody because some of y'all are like, well, I don't know. I like my viewpoint. No, you don't. Let me tell you the truth about yourself. No, you don't. You don't like it. You're lying. So we need to, come on, wave your hands at me. We need to know. We need to increase our viewpoint. Come on. Let me. Okay. So we're clear about that, right? So we're clear that our viewpoint has everything to do with what we produce. With what comes from us or what we allow God to do through us has everything to do with our viewpoint. That's our faith. Yeah. Wow. I just want to make sure we're clear about that before we go. So John chapter 1, verse 14. The apostle touched on this yesterday. And I'll read it from the one just like he did. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but but sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, was lighted every man. It lighted how many men?
No.
Just some of them.
Every.
How many of them? That was the true light, was lighted every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It's okay, this is going to sting a little bit, but I'm okay. We say we know Jesus, but if you don't know, you don't know Jesus. I know Jesus, but if you don't know you don't know Jesus. No, I know the Lord, but if you don't know you don't know the Lord. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own. And his own received him not. But as men received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, believed on his character. It's not just J-E-S-U-S, it's the character. Yes, sir. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Verse 14, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. And truth, I'll read it again, verse 14. The word was made flesh. So that puts you in the picture. Come on. Touch yourself. Come on. You're not a robot. You're not made out of plastic or metal. You're made out of flesh. So I'm eliminating your excuses for what you believe. If he'd have came down here just floating, then we'd have called him Superman. And it's just something else. But he was placed in flesh for a reason. Not only placed in flesh, just like you, and just like me. And then he dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Say that, and we beheld his glory. Now say that, beheld his glory. Come on, say, behold his glory.
Behold.
Say it again, behold his glory.
Behold.
When beheld, you saw something.
Yeah.
Viewpoint. Behold. I can't hold what be if I don't see. Bars. Let me get my bars in, please. I can't hold what be if I don't see. Come on, put it all together. Change my viewpoint. Everybody say, change my viewpoint. Come on, say, change my viewpoint. Now watch this. I'm gonna help you in a minute. Because it's not that your entire viewpoint has been wrong, it's just been incomplete.
Yes, sir.
Am I ahead of myself? It doesn't matter. We beheld his glory as the glory only begotten of the Father. Matthew chapter 6. Now remember, beheld his glory. Y'all remember that, okay? We're gonna go back there in a minute. But I want to get to this. Then I'm going to show you something. Matthew chapter 6, I need you to kill your tradition real quick, please. I know you read this and you learned this past since a baby. That ain't what we're talking about this morning. So I'll start reading from verse 1 so we can get a little warm up. Take heed that you do not do your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise the reward of your Father, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, don't sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may have glory. Y'all see that? I said glory of men. What is glory of men? You're going to understand the man when I tell you that. I didn't even see that the last time I read it. Thank you, Lord. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thy alms, let not the left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Now, I want you to understand about the secret thing. He's using that example for you to understand, because it's something that you've seen before. Jesus does that, but he's really saying inside versus outside. So stop making a hoopla out here if you ain't got it together. And when thou prayest, we praying now, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they shall have their reward. What they going to have? The men going to see them. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now we're talking inside again. Everybody say inside.
Inside.
All right, I want you to focus on that. Instead of talking about, instead of trying to do all these things on the outside, just trying to figure it on the outside, instead of you focus on what's going to fall on you, what's coming from you.
Listen.
And when you pray, don't use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they should be heard of them much speaking. Be not therefore like them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Uh-oh. So your prayers ain't for God. This ain't what I was trying to get to, y'all, but I'm going to just, Jesus be preaching, man. We don't give him enough respect. Put some respect on his name. Don't be like them, for your Father know the things you have need of before you pray. Not only did he know what you need, but it's already done. Your prayers for you, for me. When I pray, I'm praying for me. After this manner, pray ye. So, and there's another passage that said, Lord, teach us how to pray. He said, when you pray, pray like this. This is how you pray. Whenever you pray, I want you to pray like this. Now he says, pray after this manner. So you can memorize the words, but it really wasn't about memorizing the words. It was about the manner. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. Our Father, I'm about to let you read it, but I don't want you to read it because we're going to start chanting. Y'all know y'all ready to chant. If I say ready, read, our Father who art in heaven. So I'm going to break it down for a quick second and we'll get to it because there's glory in this prayer. Yeah, we just overlook it. Watch this. After you man of prayer after this, our Father. Stop. Immediately in the first two words, you called yourself equal with God. Yeah. I ain't got time to go there. Y'all remember the other time they got mad at Jesus because he called God his Father, making himself equal with God? I ain't said that. The Bible said that. Don't judge me. Right there. Our Father. Everybody say our Father. Come on, say it again. Our Father. Come on, say it again. Say our Father. Are you afraid to be equal with God? I think some of y'all are because everybody ain't say no. I don't want. Is it because you don't want responsibility? Is it because we don't want what comes along with being God? Because God ain't just your giver, he your lover. And he's a protector. Right? And he's a healer and a forgiver. So some things that come along with being equal with God. I know we think all the power and all the... No. All that.
All that.
All that. Everybody say all that.
All that.
Our Father. When I call him my Father, the Father is equal to the Son, and the Son is equal to the Father. Our Father, say it.
Our Father.
Prayer over right there, if we understood. But we like long prayer, so Jesus said, I'm going to make it long for him. Because much speaking. He just talked about much speaking. And I got to get you off that much speaking, so I'm going to much speak just to kind of meet you where you're at. I can't complete you until I meet you.
All right.
So I got, I'm going to meet you. Our Father, who art in heaven. So we know that. Hallowed be thy name. So hallowed or holy is thy character. Which means now you're saying that your character is holy too, because you just call yourself equal with the Father. Come on, y'all know the next part. Thy come. Now the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. So your way, and don't think of come like come here. Or like I looked up the etymology. I know it's a deep word. I wasn't trying to be deep. Etymology is just a study of words or the origin of words. The New Testament was written. Can I just do a quick lesson? The New Testament was written in Greek. And so it had to be translated into English, but some words are lost in translation. So some words that the English people put on there, you got to go back to the original meaning of it and not the 2019 version of a word, because gay right now is just all wrong. Although it really just means because I'm happy. But y'all get how that works, right? You're not going to walk around telling people, I'm gay today, boy. Like, I know. You're not going to say that, right? Because, hold on. But that don't change what the original meaning of the word is. So I got to get some etymology. Find out the original meaning of the word, right? And I go back, and the word come, if you look it up, it's talking about to appear. Or for something to come to light, like to from the darkness to the light. Like I couldn't see it, now I see it. It also means something to be perceptible. That means I can perceive it. So thy kingdom, thy way come. Not from nowhere else. Because if thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And I got to go back to thy will be done. Where at? Where that's at? Some of y'all ain't me. You what you made out of? Okay, so it's talking about you. See, Jesus be hiding stuff too, but you gotta pay attention. You gotta put it together. Thy way come into view, right? And thy will be done in earth. So we know he's not talking about something else coming from somewhere else. There's not a light coming from the sky, nothing like that. The light coming from you, the way coming from you. Are y'all understanding me? Say the way comes from me. Actually, say that.
Actually,
I am the way.
I am the way.
Yes, sir.
I would be able to say those things if Jesus didn't tell me I could.
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't say I'm the way, because I know he said I'm the way, the truth, and the life, but I can say I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me.
Right.
No man knows that they equal with God unless I tell them.
That's right.
But how I'm going to tell you something I don't know?
I'd
be nervous about saying it if he wouldn't have said the works that I do, so you do also. And greater works than you, because I go, if you believe on me, you're gonna do the same thing I do.
Right.
You say, you said I'm the way, the truth, and the life, so I'm gonna say I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Say it.
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
This ain't Sunday school.
That's right. Come on, doctor.
So in earth, everybody say in earth.
In earth.
So we know where it's at. So it's not coming from nowhere else. It's not another wave of revival, it's not another move. You the move. Say, I'm the move. Watch this. But did you show me something? As it is in heaven. So we know, because some of us got saved because of heaven. We ain't get saved to do the will of God. You know you got saved because you ain't want to go to a burning hell. Y'all was tripping when it was warm in here with the air conditioning wasn't. You know we can't stay in hell. No, go. Don't skip on me, bro. Go back. We get daily bread, all that later. Hold on. Give me this. Thy will be done. Everybody say, thy will be done. Come on, say it again. Thy will be done. Come on, say it one more time. Thy will be done. Now, you can read these things with a certain viewpoint, and you don't get it until you yield your viewpoint to his viewpoint. See, the goal is, it's not to be searching for a view. It's to yield your view. We really need to calm down and get off of ourselves. He said, I got to go through it quick because I can't go to scripture. But Jesus fed all these people with 5,000 bread and loaves, right? Right? I'm talking fast. Bread and loaves, fed them all, right? Time to go to another place. They're on the boat. Jesus started talking to the disciples about being aware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Leaven is in bread, right? They got to the side again talking about who forgot the bread. I'm talking about, oh, Lord. I know how that feels too, because I'd have forgot Apostle's shoes a couple times. And I couldn't hear nothing. He was trying to talk. I was saying, oh, Lord, I forgot the shoe. I take my shoe off. Lord, can you multiply this shoe? And make another one in the name of Jesus. Because I ain't got the shoes. I ain't got the shoes. So I feel the disciples. But they'll say, who bought? Now, they just saw bread get multiplied.
Yes.
We ain't got no bread, though.
Yeah.
And they say Jesus always said when he understood, right? Like when he figured out, he said, y'all talking about. Then he started throwing his resume out there. Did y'all not see the 4,000?
Right.
Or did you not see when we fed the 5,000?
Right.
Is there a crumb on the ship? Because if there's a crumb, we can eat. I'll break it down and everybody will eat. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he gets the point. You know, we thought he was being deep and he had a message for him. He didn't have a message. That was responsive to their ignorance. When he said, so who do men say that I am? They started quoting to Jesus all the opinions. Well, some say y'all, you Elias, and some say John the Baptist. Then they stopped saying names. They say one of the prophets. It's outside. That's how we be sometimes with our faith. We searching. Is it John, Lord? Is it Elias? He said, I heard all that. What you talking about? What other people said? All right. Who you say I am? And they got quiet. Ain't nobody else answer. It's wild, wild Peter. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood is not revealed to this Peter. Jesus got excited. Flesh and blood is not revealed to this Peter. My Father was in heaven. And he started going off him. Give you the keys of the kingdom. And you're going to bind on earth, bind in heaven. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Ain't nothing going to happen. And so then he thought we was cool. So he started to share some stuff. He started to share how they were going to take him and the high priest was going to beat him and tear him up or whatever. Because I thought we was on the same page. I thought you saw what I saw. I thought we were seeing the same thing. I thought we were seeing eye to eye. That's funny. But that's how I know we be lying sometimes. Let me slow you down. Real instructions from the Father are gonna make you. It's not gonna make you say hallelujah. It's not gonna thank you, Jesus. You're not gonna do that. Sometimes, rich young ruler, you're gonna go away sad because you're trying to keep your reputation. Sometimes, rich young ruler, you're going to go away sad because you got many possessions. And in our case, sometimes it may not be physical possessions. Sometimes it's just you got a lot of possession in your mind. Are you possessed? I'm skipping the story. He's only one thing you're lacking. You only lacking one thing. You only lacking one. Everybody say one thing. I'm only lacking one thing. One thing is needful. Go away sad for had great possessions. Already got a revelation, Lord. Already got one. I don't need that new one. Because the new one say this. You ready? I'll be back to talking about Peter, right? And Peter starts saying, Lord, it's not going to be with you. He rebuked Jesus. Lord, it's not going to be to you. It ain't going to happen to you. Right? And, you know, if we're friends, I would, you know, you're trying to protect me.
Yeah.
But you don't understand. You don't understand. I don't need your protection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're not perceiving properly. So he tells him, get thee behind me, Satan. His name ain't Peter no more. First, he's like, thou art Peter. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. Get behind me, Satan. Because you done got in front of me. Get behind me. You done got in my way. You done got in my viewpoint. I need you to get behind me.
Yes, sir.
Satan. That's tough. You call that man Satan, right? Because thou savest not the things that be of God, but of men. In other words, you're not thinking like God right now. You're thinking like men. You're not thinking like God. You're not thinking like the Father. You're thinking like men. And when you're not thinking like the Father, you're thinking like Satan. Listen, look. So it's time to grow up. Everybody say, grow up. We ain't got nowhere. We can't go back. We can't go back. We can't go back. I can't go back to Satanville. If I'm not thinking like God, who I'm thinking like? Well, because they say, no, hold on. Well, I'm thinking like me. Me is Satan. Ain't no purgatory. Come on. Put that pressure on yourself. Not to go back. I ain't trying to be, don't call me Satan. And don't put me behind you, Jesus. And then he goes on to say this. You ready? He goes on to say this. You ready? He goes on to say this. He said, oh, watch this. Let me get up a little higher. He goes on to say this. Because I know the real instructions. We're not gonna scream hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. Right? Not in our normal way of thinking. Right? In our renewed thinking we would. But sometimes on our front end of thinking, we're not going to yell hallelujah to this instruction. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. See, no hallelujahs. I ain't heard none. Hallelujah, come on, deny myself in the name of Jesus. Let's do it. I ain't never heard no song say deny yourself. I wanted to write a worship song called Die. We're going to do it. Die! Deny yourself in the name. No, just. Y'all want that one. I see no lies, though. I tell you no lies. Because it's in red in the Bible. If any man, how many men? Any man. Anybody that's talking about you're following Jesus, ain't you? No, I need an amen. Are you following Jesus? Yeah. No, I need a loud amen. Are you following Jesus? Yeah, you don't know if you're going to follow right now because now you got to deny yourself. And I don't even know what that look like for you. You know, though. I ain't got no list, but you got one inside your head. You know what yourself want. A lot of times our wants block what he wants. So that's why he tell you pray like this. When you pray, pray like this. Don't pray like you've been praying with vain repetitions or asking for all that stuff that you've been asking for, because I know that you have need of all these things. Matthew 6, I ain't got no time to go no further, but even if you go further, verse 33 is in that same chapter. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these will be added at the same chapter. Teach you how to pray and then tell you, I got you. Sit down, because I got to get there. Yeah, 13 minutes to get there. Listen. Thy will be done. Everybody say, thy will be done. I'm going to say it again. Thy will be done. Say it again. Thy will be. Let's go. I'm going to just say it like me. Thy will be done. Thy will. Come on, say it with me. Thy will. Done. I'm saying that for a reason. All right, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. Everybody say, thy will. See, sometimes we go too fast. Thy will be done. No, you don't know what you're saying right now. Thy will be done. Oh, sit down. Come on. I appreciate it. Thank you. Sit down. I appreciate it. I said, I was sitting there, I'm reading. He said, thy will be done. And he said, talk to him. He said, thy will be done. And you think of being and doing. Like something like, yeah, that will be done. And we've been reading that for a year, that thy will be done. So his will going to be done. Right? No. He said, no. He said, no. He said, what you told me? He said, no. He said, thy will be done. He said, when you pray that the kingdom comes, thy kingdom comes, so it comes into view, and that thy will be done in earth. So that thy will be done. It is finished. When something's done. When you're cooking whatever you're cooking, you don't serve it till it's done. Okay, watch this. But it ain't done till it's finished cooking. So it's got to finish. Right? Because if it's not finished, it's not done. Right? Like if it's not finished, if it hasn't gone through the process, or doesn't recognize the whole process of it, then it can't be done. Are y'all listening to me? So now thy will, so now I'm praying, and I don't know where we got the definition, and I'm not saying it's not part of it, but it's not complete. I don't know where we watered down the definition of prayer to communication with God, because that's cool. But when I look up the meaning of prayer and the Greek meaning of prayer, it says to ask earnestly, almost to beg or to grovel, to ask earnestly for this thing. So when you pray, I'm making a petition earnestly that I always understand that thy kingdom come in me, that I see it, and that thy will be finished on the inside of me. That I understand. See, it's already done. Say it's already done. The only thing that's undone is my understanding. The only thing that's undone is my understanding. But it's already done. Actually, it's been done since the beginning. But Jesus had to show you that it was done by going all the way to the cross. And then he says, it is finished. So thy will be done. So watch this. If I'm making, you pick whatever you're making, I'm just going to say brownies. You put all the mix in there and everything in there. That ain't wrong. It's the right thing to start that way. And you're mixing and you put all of whatever the instructions tell you to put in there. You're not wrong. But if you stop right there and pour the bowl and take the bowl and start pouring it into your mouth, those are not brownies. I don't know what to call that, but those are not brownies. They're not done. But you wasn't wrong. One of the greatest tricks of the enemy is to have you focus so much on right and wrong. Did y'all know that good and bad was on the tree? Knowledge of good and evil? Yeah, it was on the tree. And then later on, God said, we got to put them out of here because they're going to eat from the tree of life. Now they know knowledge of good and evil. Now they know good and evil. They just like us. So it wasn't that it was a bad thing, but they couldn't process it because life wasn't involved. See, if you try to do good and bad with your life, your idea of life, and not the life of God, it won't be processed properly. I ask people all the time, and I said this in my class, if y'all in my class, students, make some noise. I asked them one day, I say, now you got to answer me quick, okay? I'm going to ask a question, you got to answer me quick. All right, answer me the first answer that comes to your head. I don't want your revelation, your deep thought, or all that. I wonder what he want me to say. It don't matter about that right now. Because whatever you say the quickest is going to be the answer that's really the true answer to you right now. Murder, good or bad? Okay, cool. Okay, so if you end up having to, God forbid, you have to murder somebody to protect your family member, good or bad?
Good.
No, which one is it? Shall thou not kill? Or is it okay to kill in this instance? Watch this, the commandment. I'll show you in the scripture. Y'all remember they're about to stone that woman?
Yes.
Remember they're about to stone that woman because she got caught in adultery?
Yes.
They're going to stone her to kill her.
Yes.
Because it was right by the law,
yes,
to, if you catch somebody in adultery, to kill them.
Right?
But that's the same law that said in the beginning, thou shalt not kill. How do these two go together? What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So the trick is the church as a whole, and I'm saying as a whole, has been moral munchers. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with morals. Be moral. But it's incomplete if you don't go all the way to the life. And so watch this. God is dimensional. I gotta share this with you because God is dimensional. So he doesn't do, you see here to here. He don't just see that. He see here to here, here to here, here to here, all on the inside. Like he's dimensional. Like he goes further. So what happens is he's always revealing a dimension if you yield enough to see him. And so what has happened is he's gotten us caught. You listen to me? He's gotten us caught living our lives based on right and wrong. And we've been failing miserably. We judge wrong. It's not that you ain't got no problem, but you're just judging wrong. We condemn. We do a lot of different things. Listen, even ourselves. And we're so busy looking at right and wrong that we never consider incomplete or complete. That will be done. That will be finished. Right. That will be finished. And so now what has happened is You done mixed the brownies, and that's the right thing to do. You're not wrong, but you didn't finish it. So you wasn't wrong, you're just incomplete. I gotta jump. Give us day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Yours is the way. And the power. And the glory. Glory. Everybody say glory.
Glory.
I look up glory in the Greek. Can I tell you what I found? I heard Pastor Ford talking about it yesterday. And I looked it up. I'm going down in the Strong's. And the first one. And I didn't even understand it when I first saw it. I said, okay, Lord, you got to show me this. The first one, the first definition, splendor, everything. Our idea of the glory right now is all that. Yeah. All right? But we're just incomplete. Because the first definition that came up, it said opinion, viewpoint, or judgment. Wow. Listen to me. I'm not lying. I'll show you. Just show you. You don't think I'm lying. It says opinion, viewpoint, or judgment. So thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the viewpoint. My time almost up. I know y'all want me to go sit down. Okay. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the judgment. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the opinion. Like, your opinion is the only one that matters. It's not that it's not the splendor and everything else that we've thought it was already, but we wasn't finished. I'll prove it to you wasn't finished. You ready? Can I prove it to y'all? If I scream right now, everybody give God the glory. Stand up and give God the glory. Don't do it right now, but if I screamed it. Oh, I'm going to do it. Everybody stand up and give God the glory. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, give it up. All right, sit down. Let me give you a little cheat code. He ain't need that from you. God is not insecure. Whether you gave it to him, you can't give him nothing. No way. Hey, watch this. We only love God because he first loved us. So we talking about we loving people. We only love God. We got love from him. Are y'all getting me? So you can only give him back. David said this, or they said this in the Chronicles when they made all that money. He said, we can only give you back. What are we giving back so much that's already yours? All right, who needed to give God the glory? Just now. And then watch this. You needed it. Now watch this. Now everybody stand up and give yourself the glory. See, hold on. See. No. Oh, don't do it now. Don't do it now. Cause you're scared. I'm getting glory meeting. Come on, sit down. Come on, everybody sit down. Come on. I know you. Come on, just sit down. Y'all saw the difference? Yeah, see, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the viewpoint. So God's viewpoint is the viewpoint. God's viewpoint of you is the viewpoint that you should have of you. And please believe it, God has given you the glory. So it's not that we give you the glory, Lord. It's not that that's wrong. It's just incomplete if you don't realize it. He's saying, I'm giving more back to you.
Yeah.
Not only am I giving more back to you, I'm giving you more of an understanding of the glory that you already are.
Right. Yes, sir.
The viewpoint.
Yes, sir.
John 1 says, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his viewpoint. We beheld his judgment. We beheld his opinion. We literally saw what he felt about us and about everybody around us. Come on, y'all gotta hear me right quick. You gotta hear me. We beheld his glory. We beheld his viewpoint, his judgment, his opinion. We beheld it. We saw it. And many times, the flow hasn't come from us because we don't see like him. Because some of the glory that we want to function in with our viewpoint right now, we'll kill somebody.
Right.
Or ourselves. or get a bunch of stuff that's going to kill us. So dying. When you pray, dying is the kingdom. Yours is the way. Yours is the power. Yours is the view. I'm not taking nothing away from the splendor. Or the glory. Look. Ephesians talked about it. He said, God is who above all and in y'all and through you all. Why do we say God is omnipresent, but we forget he in here? He's everywhere, but I don't know about right here. And so he made it clear to me, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go take my seat, that sometimes we can be correct and incomplete at the same time. Because I have not gone all the way with the full measure of what he's talking about. I got more to say about that. You hadn't gone all the way with his full thoughts. Giving him the glory is right, but you got to let him tell you the same thing. Did you ever hear the Lord say, you got the glory too? When you're praising, we're praising. Yeah, amen.